At Raising Cane's, we focus on being the best at one thing and getting it right every time, which is why every hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken finger meal we serve is made just for you.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. We didn't discuss before the show, but if you saw this, Bill, Sip has the new coat over here.
Oh, hang on.
I was actually texted about it from Missing Tooth Greg at 5:57. That there's a new coat brought in studio.
Okay, now this is a little problem. Here's what's interesting
is you have a
t-shirt on, a quarter zip, and then a giant winter coat, and it's about 55 out.
Are you sweating intensely right now?
It's not even brisk.
It's not 55.
It's not. Like, it's not brisk.
I'm almost about to take this
off.
I'm
very proud of this coat. Yeah. It's already caused a lot of problems.
I got to text Greg about it.
It's like a puffy coat.
Oh, okay.
Is it
show the people.
Is
it goose down? Is it goose down? Tell us.
Alex made a observation and it bothered me so bad. You don't shop, do you?
No, I don't shop. No.
So I went to Sierra. Okay. I don't shop.
Yeah, I like that store.
I go
about once a year.
Where's Sierra at?
It's at the mall.
Okay.
Right by Total Wine and More.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you on this.
Burlington on the other side.
Oh yeah.
So I finally broke down. I had to do some stuff. I mean, I've been told by some people in my life, you gotta get a winter coat that looks normal.
Yeah.
So instead of the Harley jacket, is three
we like
sizes.
The Harley jacket.
is my favorite,
but we prefer that jacket.
It's so big.
It's so big.
We like it that way.
It was so big.
My dad's 6'2", 230. He gave me that jacket. But anyway,
show the people what you got there. It's very nice.
It looks goose down.
Greg texted me. He says Sipple's new coat.
Stop with the goose down.
It's just
kind of puffy.
Now here's the deal with it. I went into Sierra, and I thought $200 minimum I'm spending on a coat. I just thought that's the going rate.
Uh-huh.
And on this rack, there's $40 coats.
Really?
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Bill, you're a grown man. Jake's a little younger. Okay, now.
That's a nice coat. Let me see.
Alex identified. He said, what brand is it? I said, Spider.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that's for young people. And I said, like, your age? He goes, no, younger.
I don't know the exact age on Spider. It does seem like a younger
21,
person.
Yeah, it'd be a younger, but you know what? For what you got it for $40, I'm okay with it.
Who cares?
Plus, you really don't, it doesn't scream Spider.
It's right there.
Yeah, but you don't even see it.
You don't.
No. I've always wondered about a brand of clothing that says, what should we do for logo? Let's get a spider. That sounds like it's going to work.
You wouldn't look at it and go, Sipple, what are you doing?
No.
I think you're clear on that one.
I wouldn't have said a word.
Really?
No.
We're fighting back against the negativity of the coat. I think it looks good.
I kind of like it. It's not a goose down coat.
You know, we like the black coats here. We like the color coat.
Yeah, I like it.
So I think it's a good purchase for $40 at Sierra.
All right,
now it's on the microphone.
I was wondering what you guys would think of it.
I like it. I'm a fan.
I just wonder why you're wearing a coat in here when it was 55 degrees outside.
It's not cold. It's not cold at all.
It's not cold at all. And you have on a t-shirt, a quarter zip, and a giant winter coat.
I was really
excited to wear it, weren't you? I'm wearing the coat.
You thought I wouldn't see that.
I didn't know. I was shocked you did.
Thanks, guys. Heyman also says you're wearing his daughter Heyman jacket.
Yes, it's very nice.
He's very intent on that.
Hey, Heyman, this is my favorite quarter zip. Yeah. It is. This is my favorite one.
Well, Rick, can we do a hoodie? Is there a Sauter Heyman hoodie? That'd be nice.
Okay, Bill. I would wear it. God, so you're fine.
I'm fine with this. This is not coming up any further with me.
Okay. You got full approval here of the coach.
God, this is a great moment for me.
The temperature will always get me a little bit. That'll come up. Remember the time Simple Wars new winter coat in and it was 60?
It's not 60.
It's like
45.
It's still pretty warm.
Still pretty warm out. There's no wind. There's no anything.
I didn't feel cold.
I didn't.
Very hot.
And sometimes you can come across the street. It's kind of like, ooh, a little brisk. Nope. Not today. Not today.
No wind at all either. It's very calm.
Yeah.
You should have worn the Harley jacket in, though.
No.
That's my favorite. It's your favorite because it looks so crazy.
No, we love it.
It's just crazy. It is a little crazy looking.
It just speaks to you, which is great.
I saw a Harley whipping down A Street.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 2 days? I mean, it was so beautiful. Was it yesterday, the day before?
Cold.
Anyway, but I'm going it must have been the day. But anyway, when the weather was super nice.
Okay.
Maybe it was just week. I don't know.
Saturday, probably.
I thought about you. Did you take the ride out?
No. No, I just haven't had a shot.
Just because that time you got trapped behind the car over here and
and McStacey had to push,
you out. We have a photo of it. We put that on Twitter.
Oh, we got a photo and a video.
We put it on Twitter.
No.
McSafety pushed.
Why would you ask that question?
McSafety post that picture.
No.
We have the video of that moment as well.
We have the video.
What
also
is wrong with you?
Well, I'm getting excited about Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah. It's a week away.
One week out.
Please explain.
One week from today.
Please explain to the listeners.
Yeah, for those who have missed the show this week, Bill, once again, what's happening next?
It's the best day of the year. It's Thanksgiving Eve. It's the best day of the year. And during that day, it's just a celebratory day, and everyone's basically off. And so we're having an event here that is. We have sponsors. Jake will be announcing that when the time is right. But are all sponsored up. Kaiser Painting is doing the donuts. He's doing 8 dozen donuts. So that was incredible by him. I wonder if Bearded Ben will show up with something.
We would hope so.
He'll bring donuts for sure.
But then it's from 6 to 9 a.m. and you just stop in. Free coffee from the mill.
Yes.
Luke will be behind the counter coming in at 5:30.
Wow.
For that day.
This is falling.
And then we
place.
Have which McSafety and then Missing Tooth Greg are in charge of the Tree of Trust. And he's putting a tree up on the window out of pinstriping for your car. And we put a sticky note on what we're thankful for. You can do a couple things if you want.
Have you talked to Greg about this at all?
No.
Greg's
aware. This he's made notes that
I'm
day.
I'm saying if he's got the tree ready to roll, it's a work in progress.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't doubt him at all.
I talked to him yesterday because I want to get an industrial leaf blower. So I texted to Greg, and of course he calls me. So I call him. And then within an hour, he had 9 different thoughts. And here's what he's
amazing.
And he has a consumer report book. Goes, let me look through my consumer report book to see exactly what I don't want to just go. He goes, I can't just jump into this. An hour later, I had a full detailed paragraphs of information. He's like, he is my chat.
That's
GPT. Greg.
Yeah.
Greg is my
chat. Greg.
Chat Greg.
Greg,
yes.
GPT.
Yes. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. If you assign him something.
Oh, he's not going to be going, well, I think this is pretty good. What do you think? He's like, no, he'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he goes through the whole thing, cost analysis.
What was this that you're wondering about?
I want an industrial leaf blower. I want one of them gas-powered ones you put on your back.
Why do you
so
want
I look
that?
Like Ghostbusters.
I want
to look like Ghostbusters.
Why do you want this?
I see him every now and then. I go, God, that would just, I go, if that would be the thing in my lifetime.
They're good.
If I could have one of those in my lifetime.
Trix has one.
Really?
She does. Yeah. She would help you with if you
is
wanted.
Is it the gas powered?
Yes, it's gas powered.
Really?
Does she like it?
Yeah, and it starts right up. Like, yeah. You should maybe even,
Do you start it, then put it on your back, or do you have somebody have to come over and start it when it's on
well,
your back?
Well, the only
good
thing
questions,
is,
Bill. It's a good question.
It doesn't have a strap, so maybe it's not the one you want. But I will say this, it's gas powered, and it starts up all the time.
So it's a big deal for me to have that power.
So this is leaf removal.
Yes, leaf removal. This will be big.
By the way, question for next Wednesday when people are here for our Breakers event and Thanksgiving Eve. John wants to know if you're going to be wearing the coat you have for pictures, the new coat.
There'll be photo ops with Steve.
We should bring
in a photo booth.
It might be cold.
We should do one of those photos.
No,
bring a photo booth in. We're getting a photo
booth. Like a wedding over here.
A wedding. And then during breaks, Steve stands in the wedding in the photo
booth. Who wants the pictures?
You got to go in a photo booth, too. Both of you.
I'll go in.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one thing. Please bring in the Harley jacket, too.
Yeah.
If you can bring the Harley jacket can go on, because it is 2 sizes too big, and he wears it. He walks in with that bad boy. I always think if he's driving his motorcycle, it's going to be like a parachute. Just going to whip him off
his bike.
He's going to whip him off.
See, you've never said that. Jake has said it fits. You just said it's 2 sizes
too
big.
Oh, it is way too big.
It is way too big.
It is way too big.
Jake
says it on purpose. No, it fits fine, Steve. Wear it again.
Yeah, bring it back tomorrow.
Bring it back tomorrow. That's hilarious.
With the pants, too.
When he brings the pants with it, that's the best.
The wind pants. Please bring it back.
If you could bring Marty's gray wind pants back.
Just both.
If you wear those gray wind pants on Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve. Oh,
hey man, baggies in again. You know,
sure those
good.
Are Marty's, and they're probably
Marty's.
30 years old.
I love it.
Oh my god.
So anyway, like that. Anyone else will be. I talked to Andrew Newton.
Photo booth.
You talked to Newton yesterday.
Why is Newton going to be here? He'll be here. Newton's lawn care.
He still does not work at Cedar Zip.
What does he do here? He just points.
Look at
Andrew,
picture.
I'm Andrew Newton, and my vest is Newton's Lawn Care. I'm a sponsor on the show every morning. We talk about me being in Bill's garage. So what do you do here, young man?
Well, I'm Andrew.
I'm not at All Cedars. Right. I don't work at Cedars.
God. Did you guys witness that?
Yes, we both saw it happen. We were sitting right next to you on the the porch, yes. Cedars.
Yeah. It was a tough moment.
It was a tough morning.
No, it was a tough moment. Anyway, moment. So not necessarily a photo booth, but we are having a celebration.
The photo booth we're looking into.
Yeah, well, Greg, so Greg, another thing to consider, photo McSafety and Greg.
Can we get, will one of our incredible listeners sponsor a photo booth to have it set up right for Thanksgiving?
We'll probably that would, do that.
I bet we can get this. That would be any breaker.
Can put your logo
That'd
on
That'd be incredible. All of a sudden, there's a photo booth.
It would be incredible.
Yeah. And did anybody hear back from Paul Phillips? I can get
him
on.
I got it. I can do that.
Okay, we'll reach out.
I'll do it right now.
Text Paul Phillips right now.
We could call that the World's Collide photo booth because it's our motto.
It's going to be World's Collide photo booth. And also could also be Better Times.
The Better Times booth. Okay.
World's Collide.
That's a great idea. You have some tremendous ideas. And just I think it should be a promoter.
I think it should be a promoter.
One just came out of his mouth, Jake.
Which one?
The World's Collide.
That was my. I said that.
Photo booth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said Better Times.
So we went with Better Times.
We both collaborated.
Okay, that's a great idea. A World's Collide photo booth.
Yes.
Sometimes the humble don't say that, but Jake said, that was mine! I want my credit!
The Better Times booth.
Oh, God, you guys are...
Gary says you need pumpkin pie. Someone might bring pumpkin pie, possibly.
We need pie.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a pecan in here make its way in.
Oksana, Greg's wife, makes great pumpkin pies.
Oh, I bet.
She does.
No, I agree with that.
Got a photo booth. I don't know.
We'll get in one.
I don't know. That's a lot.
What would the expense of a photo booth? It's not that bad.
I don't think that bad.
It's not that bad. Because they're really not a true booth anymore. It's kind of a setup like that. Yeah. But yeah, it would be. Imagine if there is a photo in a booth of you and Blitzkrieg.
I mean, well, that's Worlds Colliding.
That's Worlds Colliding.
Or you and Blitzkrieg. Yes. Or you and, I don't know.
Will be a lot of Worlds Colliding.
Who would it be?
Blitzkrieg says he will be there, by the way, this morning. He's going to be there.
It will be overwhelming.
He says, I am making an appearance.
Hold it. Okay, so we're doing the Tree of Trust. Do we need name tags?
Should
we do name tags?
Yes.
That would be incredible. It would be like a Marty. It look like Marty at the Florida State Alabama game.
Like a sign-in.
A sign-in.
Yes, we got to have your name.
Yes.
And you got to write down your name and plaster it on your chest.
Yes.
By the way, Greg has chimed in saying, my plate is filling up, but photo booth, I can try to supply that as well. Let me handle
my
it.
My plate is filling
Let
up.
Let me handle it.
Oh, my plate is filling
up. Greg texted in.
Yes, he's texting in the text line.
You don't have to do a photo booth. The World's Collide photo booth, though, is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing booth.
Yes. Imagine that forever. We just had those photos forever. In the office like that.
Just posted random places.
Who's that?
That's McSafety.
That's Ginger's Corn and McSafety. I hope McSafety wears those cargo shorts.
They don't show up, I don't think,
We'll see.
In a photo booth.
Maybe I don't know.
Standing on the chair.
Why not? Let's make that happen then.
I want a picture of his cargo shorts. Rudy here?
Yeah, he's here.
No, Rudy went to baseball. Okay, he'll be back at 7:45.
Yeah. He was checking in with Shimmick.
Oh, yeah.
Emailing
Shimmick. I'll ask him when he gets back.
Hang on. Is Kevin Suits coming? I got Suits' number, I think.
Let's call him all up.
Yes. Yeah, Laura, my wife agrees. A guest book. Yes.
Yeah, the guest would be great. That'd be great.
Laura.
We can make that happen.
Book. Yeah.
Greg, guest book. McSafety.
Heyman, will you be here for this event? We'd like to get some.
Well, Heyman's listening. Yeah, we can be around Heyman or not.
Rick, can you come to this event? And, you know, Phil Ruhlman.
Well, Phil's always invited every day.
Everybody's invited.
Yes.
We'd like to have some of the staples. Like John. You'd like to see John here.
John from Holdridge?
I text his daughter last night. He's not getting in until Thursday. He's very upset, so he's trying to change his plans. I'm texting Kevin Suits right now.
Suits, we need you Wednesday morning next week.
I'll text Paul Phillips. Jake, carry the show for a second.
All right, that's fine.
Just lay out the show for the listeners.
Well, today we're going to have Sean Callahan at 8 a.m. We'll chat about the playoff, new rankings last night. There's some drama there, some new teams entering the polls. Emma Johnson. We'll also have some audio shortly from Dana Holgorsen and John Butler from yesterday.
Okay.
Laying out the show there for you. So, yesterday I had a trifecta of wow yesterday. People I saw.
Of wow.
Yesterday about 9:45, I'm sitting back there at my cubicle, and in walks Governor Pillen. He got coffee.
Stopped in and talked.
He got coffee for 5 minutes. Well, he's getting coffee. I came out and talked for five. Pillen was here.
Really?
Getting coffee.
With his entourage.
With his entourage. Yes. And then about 2 o'clock on Farley's show, Bach in the Black Shirt, Jeff Jamrock was here in studio.
How about that?
What was Hogg doing?
I'd never
here?
Met him before. I met him. Very nice guy. Yeah. Very pleasant.
What was it?
Pleasant.
He goes by Hogg.
Hogg. Yeah. Well, he was talking with Farley and Kenny Wilhite and Bach on the show just for an hour. Good.
Jeez.
Good intel on Midland football.
Yeah. How about that? Hogg is a very pleasant human being.
Yeah, he's fun. He was the one that Pelini always talked about. They put the ghost peppers on his sandwich in the airplane, and they watched him eat it, and you just break out into sweats. Yeah, it's a true story. Pelini's like he goes. The best part was, he said, he finished it.
Really?
He finished the sandwich, but they put ghost peppers.
Just
on
crying all the way through.
Yeah,
just sweating.
Never heard that. That's hilarious.
Yes, Hogg.
Hogg.
And I ran into Matt Davison last night.
Friend wow! Of the show.
Yeah, I was at swim lessons for Scotland, and he had his son there for swim lessons as well.
How young is his son?
I think he's about 5.
Why, he's got to be 5 years?
5 or 6. Not too old.
Davison will be here.
Davison be here?
Yeah, yes. he's coming with Carson.
McSafety's chimed in, by the way.
With his shorts?
For the photo booth. He says, I have a high-end digital Canon SLR we can set up for the photo booth. All right, McSafety.
Now we're going to go. Not, you McSafety, want the one we that, appreciate. We want a true photo booth.
One that prints out?
Yeah, if we can find that. Yeah, we want to get the true. Oh, yeah, we're going to get it so you print it right there. Yeah.
Greg, do you hear that? We need the printed.
Yes. Who would we get a hold of on this, and can we find a sponsor for this? Greg financially does a lot for this for us. We cannot put this on him.
Brings his food. He makes devices for us.
Yeah, he makes stuff. Yeah, we cannot. We need a sponsor. If anybody could chime in, if they would sponsor
the photo booth.
We'll get that.
I'm on it.
And you text Paul Phillips already.
I haven't gotten to him. I don't know what to say to him.
What's that? It's not that hard.
Well,
he reached out. We all talked to him.
So Thanksgiving gathering at 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Thanksgiving Eve gathering.
Yes.
Wednesday the 26th.
Love to see that. I'll do it.
Right, bring your guitar.
I'll do it at break.
Okay. That's fine. Anything else? Idle chit-chat for you guys at all?
Bill, please.
No, not much. Very busy day yesterday, but not much got accomplished. Doing some things with some other job situations I have on some travel around, talking to some people.
And you got a big event on Friday.
What's up?
Big event Friday.
I did work on that event for Friday for the No Shave.
Yes,
with Brant Wickman, who runs the entire event himself. But there'll be probably 600 people there, and it's quite a fundraiser.
It's a No Shave thing.
What's that? Yeah, the No Shave is just kind of, but that doesn't really tie into the cancer part of it. The big part about the event is that someone is getting a lot of help. For those that when their family has this horrible disease and they need help, hotels, gas, whatever it is, you name it, to help, because help them.
Yes.
Meals, whatever it's it is, because you're going through a lot.
It's a lot.
They're going to treatment every, got to drive them to Omaha, got to do this. So this is about the people, and 99.9% of it, all this money raised goes directly to this. There is no, 40% goes to the staff or this, like that. The staff, this is all volunteer. And he's got like 20 volunteers that are helping him.
And you're,
he kind of heads it up.
And you're the MC. That's a big job.
I'm nervous.
I bet you are.
You said this was packed last year, right, Bill?
It was insane.
No open spaces at all.
Yeah, it was.
Tables were full.
It's completely sold out again.
Yeah. I'm glad you're nervous. Those are good nerves.
Yeah. They have comedians here. Yeah, they have comedians. So it's not just like always kind of sit around and talk, and then we have every fundraiser, ask for some money and bid on some stuff and go home. It's a fun event. And the most brilliant thing they do, Steve, is the food lines are open when you walk in. I'm like, this is brilliant.
You don't have to wait.
You don't eat, though, do you?
No, I don't eat. Like
not,
that,
before
I
just, not before speech.
Not before speech.
Like for the people, though.
So,
no, I know.
Yeah, for the people. At that. But it's just so, it's so nice. I can't remember where I was at. I was at an event just the other day, and right away I said something to him. I'm like, okay, this isn't set up right. They had a one-line buffet. And it's like, there should always be a two-line.
It's just constant.
You go down
line.
Both sides. There's one line of people going through a buffet, and the buffet's against a wall. It's like, who are we? I don't know what this is.
I used to be sort of against facial hair, and then it kind of grew on me.
Use that one.
I can clearly see your nuts.
You can use that joke.
That was very simple. That's very good for No Shave November. Yes. Yeah, write that one down. Yeah.
Write that one down.
That is the Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need
Joey?
They help farmers in South Central Nebraska stay fueled, prepped, and ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at them. If you're a farmer who likes to work hard but smarter, call Joey and the crew at 738ag.com.
God, I wish it was just that easy to work harder. If you don't work smarter, Steve, you're wasting time, and Joey's going to point out some ways he can make you better. You know what he does, though? He doesn't make you feel dumb. You know what? When you're talking to somebody, he'll probably be going like, okay, these guys should have been doing this for a long time, but they haven't. But I'm just going to walk them through it and make them make that person not feel dumb. Like that. That's a trait.
It's a trait.
Yeah. It's something you like to ask like that. What? You haven't been for how long? Are you kidding me? Just berating the farmer as he sits there at his
what the hell's wrong with
table
you?
With berate his family. A farmer. Do not berate. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm glad I got here because your dad had no idea what he was doing.
Are you sure that you can do this?
It's not what Joey does. He educates.
He's not here to berate.
This is buffoonery. When you married him, this is crazy talk. No, Joey doesn't do that.
After the farmer's wife.
No, the farmer's wife.
For marrying the farmer.
She's been out gathering
don't
in
berate
eggs.
Her.
She's been out in the coop all morning bringing in.
She doesn't need to be berated.
No. Joey doesn't do that.
Great word, by the way.
Berated. I got berated.
738.
I've been berated before.
Me too.
I don't think Jake ever asked me and Steve, like,
I get berated. Oh, I get berated every single day. So believe me. Like, every single day I get berated.
We're all the same.
It's a standard prestige trophy. We're all the same.
What happened to you? Got berated.
Yeah. Well,
when? I don't know. A couple times yesterday.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Three times in an hour. How about that?
Oh, I get braided.
I get braided.
All right, come on.
464-5685. Call or text the show as always. Sip, you were in the room yesterday for the coordinators. John
yes,
Butler.
Yes.
Dana Holgorsen spoke. Did you ask questions yesterday? Because you told us you weren't sure what you were going to ask before you left the show.
I kind of, yeah, I think I chimed in a couple times.
You think?
Yeah. John Butler, you want to start with Butler? Or
sure,
Holgorsen?
Butler's fine.
Okay.
Butler's going home. He's from Philadelphia. So that's kind of like going home. Yeah. And by the way, he was an assistant for Bill O'Brien. He coached defensive backs in 2012, and he was a defensive coordinator and secondary coach in 2013. So is there anything sound on that?
Does the staff pay attention to Penn State?
Yeah, he might do that.
John Butler.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that it's really no different than any other scenario. Yes, I'm from there, but like I've also coached at a lot of places. So the experience to go back there and coach there is awesome. And to be around some family and friends, and I even have some friends of mine I grew up with that played at Penn State that still live up there, so I'll see them. But as far as what's going on with them and their program, we're so locked in on, you know, all the things that go on with our program and how we're trying to make sure, you know, we're playing as well as we can on defense on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis. But I'm sure things will work out.
Wow, I didn't use my tape recorder yesterday. I went full, I call it naked. Like,
I like that.
Yeah, I didn't. I just wrote everything down. I didn't get that quote exactly right, I'll tell you that.
Make an edit on that
close
one.
Close enough. He also talked about, the big topic you should get to with him is the story of the game, which is can they kind of limit Penn State on the ground?
Yeah, when you look at their offense, the strength of what they do is they have a great offensive line. They have two great backs, big physical tight ends, and a mentality of that region and that program to run the football. So it's going to be a great challenge for us, an opportunity. You know, I know that number 13 has a chance to break the record up there, and we've got to do everything we can to make sure he does it against another team. But, you know, they're going to run the football. You can see that the identity of what they've been doing of late is – establish the run, control the game, be a physical team, and we've got to match that with how we prepare day to day, and then we go up there. We have to understand that's the type of game it's going to be.
Penn State has not been a great rushing team throughout, all year. You know, they've struggled at times with everything, but they did run it well against Michigan State. Bill, you watched that game 50 times, 240 yards. But they had a game against Ohio State where they ran 31 times for 55. And then they had, and then against Indiana, they ran 33 times for 117. They don't crush it. At Iowa, they ran 46 times for 173. Those, you know, that's not great.
These numbers are not ridiculous.
No.
By any.
So they.
Even against Michigan State, I mean, they had 200 some yards. They rushed it 50 times.
Yeah.
You know, so
for 240.
Yeah, it's nice numbers, but that's not like an incredible day.
No,
I mean, where are they at nationally?
Not high. They are. Thank you for asking. They're 64th nationally.
Yeah. So that's like I said, you can't be. They do run the football, and they're known because they have two really good running backs by name. But that numbers doesn't scream that.
No.
They're overall 64th nationally. Where are they at in the Big Ten?
Ninth.
Yeah. So
middle of the pack.
Yeah. So we can't paint the picture as if like we have the number one rushing team.
Right.
No.
Gearing up to stop.
I think that's what they'll do, though. Right.
They're going to run it. Yeah. They're going to run it, but they're not running it at an elite rate. There's never a time when they do against UCLA. That would be one that'd be interesting.
I got that. Hold on.
Sorry about that. I'm throwing
game.
Things.
They trailed 27-7 at halftime.
They probably didn't run it much in that game because they were behind.
UCLA, they ran 30 at UCLA 31 times for 157. Yeah,
so that's pretty shocking because UCLA, like I said before, that defense, and that was, I don't even know if Coyle was there yet. I'm not sure. That's UCLA give a 150. That's not, I would have guessed that being higher than that in 31 carries. I thought the carries just might be lower.
Right.
So for Nebraska to be, right now, if you just had to guess, I have a number in my head. What do you think?
Okay. Let's play this game.
What will they rush for against Nebraska?
You have a number in your head. Let me think about it. You know, it's always a little dependent on how the game goes, but I think it'll be a tight game. So. It's not like Penn State will be playing from behind, I don't think. I'll go 45 carries, 210.
So I think it'll be somewhere around 150 yards.
Okay.
That's what I think it'll be.
Nebraska's had trouble, Bill, against the run.
I know, but their stats don't say that they're going up and down the field against anybody. They went up against Michigan State. They've not won a game, right?
What do you think?
They won
one between there?
I think right between, like, if you said 150 or 210, I think, about 175, 180. So nothing, nothing crazy, though.
It would not shocking me a bit if they rushed for 101 yards or something. You could, geared up to stop it.
You can win that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You should win.
That's my point is, like I said, this isn't we're not going against some team where it's like, man, they are rolling up 250 a game.
No, they're not.
And also, like you said, they haven't you know, like I said, in the on the off in the preseason, they didn't play anybody. So they didn't rack up a bunch of crazy numbers against them either.
No, they played Nevada.
Nevada, Villanova.
And FIU.
And FIU. So it's not like they... And
they didn't put huge numbers on them. On Nevada, it had to be sort of... I wonder how Happy Valley reacted when they ran 36 times for 135 versus Nevada.
It's Nevada. Ooh.
So Nevada won their first conference game last week.
Right, and I bet those people are like, what? What's
that was weird.
That was weird.
So what you have is you have a couple of names at the running back position, and that has created all kinds of energy in the media.
Coupled with what they did against Michigan State,
and Michigan State's again, as
lackluster,
as horrible right now. There's no one you'd rather play than Michigan State.
I wonder what Michigan State fan would say. They're like historically bad. Mm. I
have to look at their history of years, but this is a bad year. They're having a terrible season, no doubt.
He did talk about their quarterback, Ethan Grunkmeyer.
Yeah,
you know what I see? A guy has a big, strong arm. When you look at the last couple games, and really specifically the Indiana game, you know, Indiana is a very good defense, as you guys know, that does a good job stopping the run and the pass. And he's ripping 25-yard in cuts, and he's ripping sail routes on the sideline. So he, you know, when the coverage is what he thinks it is, he can make the throws, and he steps up in the pocket, and you know, he's making those intermediate throws that I think I talked about a couple weeks ago. That's the challenge for a quarterback, is you can throw it short, you can throw it deep, but if you can make those intermediate throws, and he's doing that. And then if you look at the Michigan State game, you know, having the savvy and the competitiveness in critical situations on those kind of those last two drives of running the ball and extending the drives and, you know, making the winning plays. So, you know, that combined with their run game and their physicality, I think is, and we've got to be prepared for.
Okay, you want to go to Holgorsen?
Sure.
The one other thing about Butler, they said, I find sort of strange things interesting. I thought that what he said about, he said it's the mentality of the region to run the football. Does that make sense? Mentality of the region to run the football. I guess that's what you do in the Northeast. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of miserable. Or it's going to pound you, right? Guess that's what you do. Not everybody does that, though, up there, do they?
No, there's multiple offenses. So, like I said, you always want to build a run.
It's not interesting to you. It was interesting to me that he said it.
It's kind of interesting, but I've never looked. I mean, the Big Ten's always been known for that, right?
The whole conference.
It's like, right? Pound the ball. But now we have, you know, now we have UCLA.
USC will run it, though, won't they?
Yeah, but still, is it truly? But for the Big Ten is known for that. But like I said, we keep talking about this pounding offense of running the football. They're 60 something in the country,
and they're ninth in the Big Ten,
and they
don't throw it very well.
Yeah, they don't. That's my point. When you don't throw it very well, I can kind of gang up on the run.
Right.
They have a quarterback that's hardly played. He's got really good arm strength, but he's not a processor.
No, and they are.
He can make the throws. But he's got to see it because he doesn't process things.
They are 112th in passing offense, so they're 107th in total offense. The game's gettable. Yeah. Okay, now
they're 107th in total offense.
107th.
And we're making it sound as if like they might, right. If there's any chance, they can still make the playoffs. Well, and they're 4-6.
They're not gonna make.
They're 4-6 for a reason.
Yeah. Now 112th.
If Nebraska's gonna win, obviously, TJ Lateef will have to play somewhat well. Holgorsen talked about the challenge that TJ Lateef faces, or you could just go to his opening statement where he addressed it.
It's that bye week thing again, right? Moved on from that game about 10 days ago. I was obviously happy with, you know, how he handled everything. Thought he played, you know, really good first time out, which we expected him to. I mean, there was a lot of confidence, you know, in the coaches with him. We talked about that. And then he went out there and proved it. I think the coolest thing that, you know, him handling going back home was awesome. Okay. Now, that was his element too. You know, the weather and Southern Cal is kind of his element right there, you know, and he felt good in pregame. And we even kind of kidded around about that just as far as, you know, the ball was kind of sticky and he was spinning it pretty good. And he played well, you know, from an offense, it was probably our most efficient game. If you just look at all the, stuff that matters that we always talk about. I mean, those numbers were pretty good, you know, from yards per play to critical downs to red zone touchdowns, you know, just all that stuff that it takes to win games. So he was fired up though. I mean, he, like, right before his first drive, he came to me, he goes, I got you and I got this, coach. He goes, just, you know, call it like you normally would, you know, and I did. I called it like I normally would, and he went out there and executed at a very high level. So I think he got confidence from that. I think the team got confidence in it. I think Coach Rule did an amazing job of getting the guys to understand what it takes when you're playing a freshman quarterback, first start. Everybody needs to elevate their game, and that's what I saw. I mean, I saw a bunch of guys that elevated their game, you know, and hopefully that can carry on into this week. Probably needed a bye week at that point, although you got some momentum. We kind of needed that. So I think we'll be ready to go play. The guys are
there. You go. I appreciate that little vignette about Lateef going to him right before the first series and saying, just, I got you. I got this, and just call a normal game. I appreciate him saying that, because it does tell you about Lateef's confidence. I've covered the program for a long time. There was once a freshman quarterback they needed to go to, and he said, I'm not ready, and it was a problem. Big problem. Yeah. I mean, it was Turner Gill saying, oh, better go talk to the big man. it was Frank at the time, so yeah. I don't want to give it away. But but that's not Lateef. I mean, he was ready for it, and we'll see if Bill, you were a quarterback. I also thought about you during that spiel. A quarterback in the street ball of Columbus, like a very good, I understood leverage at a high level.
Trust me, I had that same conversation with my dad. Listen, call it like you see it. I'm good.
Was the ball sticky sometimes?
Sticky, yeah.
Sticky? But there was games where it wasn't sticky.
Yeah, where it's really cold. The ball is more slick.
Right.
Yes.
So he's not going to have it. I don't know if he'll have it.
I don't think it'd be in a big, but weather's going to be what, mid-40s, something like that?
Is it?
At kickoff, yeah, I'm going to guess.
It's going to be about, yeah. I think
is it mid-40s?
39 at kickoff, I want to say.
Yeah. So, but it so won't
it's
feel.
Not going, it's not going to 12 degrees or anything like that.
Like, yeah, no, it'd be in the 30s the whole time. Okay. Like mid to upper
30s. But the ball won't feel quite as good now.
It may not feel quite as good. Where are they at number-wise, Steve? Where are they at?
Who's that?
Defensively, Penn State. Where are they at nationally?
They're better on defense, much better. They're 22nd nationally in total defense.
Okay, that's a good spot.
Top 25 defense. Mm-hmm. They are 12th in pass defense. They're 70th against the run.
They're 20-something, they're 70th against the run?
Right, yeah. They're 70th against the run, but 12th in pass defense. So you can run it on them. If you just look at the teams they've played, there's been teams that got them pretty good, actually. If you really,
I think the thing that most that everyone's still caught up in is the logo. They're 4-6, and their numbers don't say it. Their numbers don't say that they should be any better than 4-6.
I'll give you an example. Well, God, is this right? UCLA ran 53 times for 269 yards.
Yes, that's correct. That was the huge story, because UCLA, like, they didn't run the ball that well at all, and they ran for 260 yards against Penn State.
Yeah, in beautiful weather.
42 points.
Sunny and 72.
Yes.
Iowa, which is obviously, you know, they run the ball well. They don't freak you out. They ran 33 times for 245. Okay.
It's a lot of yards.
Yeah, Gronowski had a good game running there, too.
Yeah.
Michigan State, even, I mean, 22 for 101. I mean, that's not terrible.
It's not bad. So, no, I just, like I said, these numbers add up to a win.
God.
How do they not? Tell me that one. How do they? Well, everyone's so stuck on the logo right now.
Yeah. Now, Holgorsen did say, interestingly, Holgorsen said, he mentioned it in passing, but he said critical words. He said, we're going to have to play up. Isn't that interesting?
In passing, was he just walking by and just kind of looked at you? Sip. Got to play up.
No, kept walking.
I kept walking.
He was at the podium. He didn't.
So he wasn't passing anybody. He was at the podium.
The question wasn't, are you going to have to play up? He just said it. We're going to have to play up. And I thought, wow, 7-3 versus 4-6, and they're going to have to play up.
And the numbers don't add up. And where the numbers really don't add up is in their layup games. That's what adds up the most to me.
I got you.
Early. This could be a rough
right
year
away.
For Penn
you're
State.
Seeing again. Yeah, you're watching against Nevada. FIU and Villanova. They're not rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, with you on this.
So 200-yard rushing games, they've had one?
Penn State? I'm going to look right now. This is good because I have to cover this stuff. Penn State, 240. Yeah, no, they ran for 209 against FIU.
Okay, all right, there you
and
go.
And 237.
It's a tough defense.
237 against Villanova. So in the Big Ten, which is what matters, face it, one 200-yard rushing game. And that was last week.
Yeah, so we're not playing Navy.
No.
So this isn't Navy coming in here.
No. The lights went off.
The Rudy's not over there.
You probably got time for one more.
One last one, yeah. Which one do you want to get?
Jim Knowles.
Yeah,
facing
I got it.
Jim Knowles' defense.
You know, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, you know, Houston. You know, there's some games that we crossed over and you know, so I've known him for – I don't know him personally, but known him for a long time. Very multiple with what they're doing. You know, he was a big stack guy, the whole player at Oklahoma State, you know, and he's still doing some of that, obviously, but they're a little bit more aggressive with it now. You know, they're pressuring more. They're blitzing more. They're not just sitting back in that two-hole stuff, you know. And so he's doing a lot of stuff, you know, and so there's there's familiarity, but the only thing I can take is what the last four games are and, you know, what they've kind of settled into, which is a high-pressure, you know, aggressive-type defense, you know. And so does a fantastic job with really good players, you know, a lot of really good players out there that are kind of getting their groove back right now.
What does he mean? I understand when he says they're blitzing more, there's pressure more. What does he mean when they don't sit? He said they don't sit back in that two-hole stuff.
I'm not sure what he's calling two-hole. I don't know if he's calling that just like we used to call 11 robber, if two-hole means one high, one low as far as that man concept, or if he's talking about a two-shell of quarters type look. Some people just call offensive guys sometimes or defense. They'll call something different. You know what I mean? Just like that. And I'm like, they're like, what is that? Oh, that's this. Okay, that's just the term that they use. So I'm not sure exactly.
Do you know, Jay?
No.
What he's using on that. But I would say this from
if
meeting
Bill's
with.
Confused, I'm confused
with,
too.
From meeting with Knowles on a couple of occasions ourselves, we met with him.
Jim Knowles.
And he was always very aggressive. But then when they went away from that because they got gashed. When they were aggressive, Michigan especially gashed him for long runs. And they kind of said, just line up and play.
Okay.
Well, so what it tells me a little bit is that he does. And he did that at Ohio State last year. They played much more generic. And obviously it went really well for them. They were incredible defense. And so this year they're probably signing for a little bit more in the blitz package, which is what he likes. The one thing that will come up with him right now, they're 4-6, and the chance of him being retained at Penn State is probably almost none. And so he didn't care what he calls. He's not sitting there going like, ah, I don't know. Ah. He's like, call it, run it, I don't care. So it could be one of those
some exotic stuff.
So I would look for some feast or famine plays from Nebraska. It'll be sometimes you go, it might be TFL,
wow,
might be this, and then all of a sudden it might the run might pop for 60.
Interesting.
That's how I would see that.
Hmm.
And then the other thing is, can you get him to play? Can you get him to play? And that staff is good. I think I would imagine that Penn State's got really good kids on that team. Because they did play against Indiana. They were not as the same against Michigan State, and they kind of rallied back and got that going. So what's their mood set? What are they like?
Their Penn State writer said that Terry Smith is the interim. He's held them together really well.
Yeah, they had the right guy for that, and they love him. You can tell that they do.
Okay.
They do.
They'll probably play.
I would imagine that they will. I imagine that they will play. There's no doubt about that.
Wow. Well, we're going to have a photo booth.
Are we
really going to have a photo booth?
Is anybody going to want to sponsor that?
The World's Collide photo booth.
We'll bring it up throughout the show.
That was a fit of brilliance.
We'll bring it up throughout the show if anyone wants to sponsor. Before we get to break, though, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area.
Downtown. Where Telegraph.
Where should the breakers go, Bill?
With that Thumbbird.
Early Bird is open right now.
Send a Telegraph.
Till 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th K with free.
Order early.
And spacious parking. They have a variety of options like breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes!
Hash holes!
Stop by today. It's open for you with free parking at 19th and K in Lincoln, Early Bird.
You could drive a bus into that parking lot. Buses are welcome.
They are welcome.
Why not?
Buses school are buses. Parked towards the back.
Yeah.
But school buses. Yeah.
School bus.
Any bus.
Any bus.
City bus.
City bus right now. If you're driving around right now, take everyone on the bus to the bird. That'd be awesome. I'd love to get on a city bus and go to the bird. That'd be nice. Just get dropped off. I would.
When we come back, an update on the new rankings next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.